It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. Climate change, a hot topic for the next Farm Bill. Former USDA Deputy Secretary Chuck Connor on a recent Farm Foundation forum.
This Farm Bill that we're debating in 2023 will need to be able to carry a label as the most climate-friendly bill that we have ever passed in the Congress in terms of agriculture.
But not the way incoming House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson sees it.
We don't need a climate change title in the Farm Bill. What we need to do is give credit to the American ranchers, farmers, foresters for what they do. For too long, there's been a bullseye right on the back of all these families that work so hard to provide us food and fiber that says climate criminal.
If there is anything farm leaders agree on, it's conservation incentives, not dictates. Former Farm Service Agency Chief Jonathan Kappas.
Let the innovators compete. Let them go after it and do what they want. It's not one size fits all. It gives them a shot to do it. We're not going to sort of shoehorn a climate change set of policies across the entire space. What we're talking about is really the option at the farm level. And if you want to go chase a climate market, here's a backstop to help you do so.
The Inflation Reduction Act does have some $16 billion for conservation programs like EQIP, CSP, and RCCP. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News. For more information, visit aginfo.net. I'm Haley Shipp.